I would like to share with you an incredible insight by the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman. So in the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, so the Torah says as follows, V'ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael v'ikchu eilecho shemen zayis zoch kasis lama'or la'alos ner tamid. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe, now you shall command b'nei Yisrael, and they shall take unto you pure olive oil, kasis lama'or, that is literally pounded, in order to go ahead and create illumination, la'alos ner tamid, to go ahead and cause a kindling, to go ahead and kindling, to kindle a constant flame. So on a basic level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Moshe Rabbeinu that now there's an obligation to go ahead and collect olive oil, put up a collection for olive oil, in order to be able to fuel the menorahs, that there should be a constant light. So as the Rebbe understands very beautifully that in each of these psukim, concerning the details of the Mishkan, there's the stated meaning and then there's the pnimius, there's the deeper meaning. So the Rebbe says as follows, I'm going to quote you, he says, V'ichoy lecha daikom. K'machadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that they need to bring the oil to you. Now, what's interesting is as follows, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just said, V'ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'yikchu shemen zayis zach, right? Take olive oil, or like in the beginning of Parshas Truma, so Pasuk says, v'yikchu li truma, truma, take for me. But over here by the oil, amazingly enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'yikchu eilecha, they have to bring the oil to you. So what's the pshat that Klal Yisrael has to bring the oil to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why does it have to be dafka to Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, it's almost as if it's not just enough that Moshe Rabbeinu collects the oil. That by itself is not enough. But in addition to that, it has to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the pshat? Ki Moshe hu klal haTorah b'chinas hatzadik ha'emes shiyocho la'orer u'la'ha'ir sharshi neshamas shabatorah sha'al yidei zeh Mevi ha'ara l'chol adam shemisham nidlokin sheva k'nei ha'menorah shemichinas klam nishmos yisoh shekeludim b'shivas kitos. So the Rebbe first of all says something amazing. He says, what's the point of the collection? The point of the collection for all the materials of the Mishkan is, of course, to build the Mishkan. What's the point of the Mishkan? So the point of the Mishkan is, we would often assume the point of the Mishkan is to go ahead and to create an abode for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, to create a makom, a place where there could be an incredible manifestation of the Divine. But it explains that on a deeper level, the point of the Mishkan was Achdus. The point of the Mishkan was unity. And the job of the tzaddik is to be a koach ha-ma'achid. The job of the tzaddik is to be the glue which holds Klal Yisrael together. And this is an incredible idea, because what the Rebbe is teaching us over here is an incredible insight into leadership. What is the role of the leader? What is the job of the leader? The job of the leader is not to advance his own agenda. The job of the leader is not to go ahead and create a platform for his own ideas. The job of the leader is to be the glue for his constituents. The job of the leader is ultimately, again, to be the great unifying force of his flock. So here says the Rebbe, that embedded in these psukim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yikhu eilecha shemen zayezach. I want them all to come to you. Because on a basic level, what do you do with oil? You know what you do with oil. You use it to kindle. You use it to create light. So Moshe Rabbeinu, they're all going to bring you their oil. You're going to put all of their oil together. And that oil is going to be consolidated in one central menorah. That oil is going to be consolidated in one central place of illumination. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are the glue for Klal Yisrael. Let them bring you their individual oils, and it's your job then to combine them into a national, unified source of national illumination. V'al Yisrael moto, v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayizach, kim tzrichin lis orem milamata. So on one level, so the Rebbe understands over here that there's two commands. Alts Klal Yisrael, the command is, bring your individual oil. See, every person has their own oil. Every person has their own energy. And you know, life is always this interesting tension and this interesting push and pull between, on one hand, wanting to actualize my own individual abilities, wanting to actualize my own individual kochos, but at the same time, trying to find a way to be part of the collective, trying to find a way to be part of the klal. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell the people to bring their individual oils to you. And it's your job to take their individuality and to consolidate it into a unifying entity. That unifying entity we call the menorah. There's not an individual menorah for every single person. There's one menorah for the klal. There's one menorah, ultimately, again, for the people. Moshe, bring the individual oils and consolidate them and allow them to give off their light in the one central menorah. But says Rebbe, then there's a second piece. So that's the Din Altz Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe what leadership is. Leadership is take the individual interests, consolidate them, unify them, and create beautiful luminescent unity through the collective oil. V'ayisrael motel, v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayizach, kem tzrichin lis'ora milamata, al kem tzarech kol echad likachu lahavi la'atzadik b'china shemen zayizach, haynu b'china satov shevedaito, Umocho shenikra shemen mishchas kodesh. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, what about Klal Yisrael? He says, Klal Yisrael, what's our job? Our job is to bring your olive oil. What does that mean? So the Rebbe says like this, sometimes the way it works in a collective, in a nation, is that people assume that the obligation to create illumination, the obligation to create luminescent holiness, falls upon the leader. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's job. That's the leader's job. It's the manik's job. It's the melech's job. It's the navi's job. Me, I'm just a regular guy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, it's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu has the job as the leader. And as the leader, it is his sacred task to unify. And as the leader, it's his sacred task to take all of the individual oils and consolidate them in one central menorah to create national luminescence from which everyone could benefit from. But you, Klal Yisrael, you individuals, you also have a sacred mission. Your sacred mission is you have to bring your oil. In order to bring your oil, you have to find your oil. And how do you find your oil, says the Rebbe? Hainu, hanekuda tova shebedaito, shenimtsa bo'adayim. So the Rebbe says something amazing. That so often in life we make mistakes, and as a result of those mistakes, we compromise our identity. And as a result of those mistakes, ultimately, again, we set ourselves back so dramatically in the life journey. But no matter how many mistakes you have made, each of us has the ability to produce Shemen Zayis Zoch. Each of us has the ability to create and to produce beautiful, pure oil. That beautiful, pure oil represents the goodness which is inside of you. That beautiful, good oil represents the purity which is inside of you. And even if you've messed up in life, says the Rebbe, nevertheless, he says, "Kafilu b'kafilu b'poshe Yisrael, adayin nimtza bo ezen nekuda tova." Even within the greatest sinner, there is good within that person. That good is called shubichinas Shemen Zayis Zoch. That good which is in each of us, even the greatest sinner, is called pure olive oil. Shetarach lahachin atzmo la'avio la'atzadik. What's my job, says the Rebbe? My job is to find my beautiful oil. My job is to find the goodness which exists inside of me. My job is to sift through. You know, the interesting part with Shemen Zayis Zoch, pure olive oil used for the menorah, is that, remember again, not all oil is kosher. When you crush an olive, that first bit of oil that comes out, that's virgin olive oil. That's the purest oil. That can be used for the menorah. The rest of the oil which comes out of the olive cannot be used for the menorah. It could be used for other things. It could be used for other sacrificial purposes. But it cannot be used for the menorah. The Rebbe says the message over here is that every Jew possesses Shemen Zayis Zoch. Every Jew possesses that most beautiful, pure, and pristine droplet of purity. You just have to find it within yourself. It's not always apparent. Sometimes all I see is the olive. Sometimes all I see are the dregs. Sometimes all I see, you know, is the smashed olive. I don't see the olive oil in there. But ultimately, Moshe, remind the people that they possess beautiful olive oil. Remind the people that they possess beautiful holiness. And even if they've made mistakes, and even if they've compromised themselves, remind them that they have beautiful holiness. Remind them that they possess exceptional purity. Remind them that they have within themselves Shemen Zayis Zoch.
He goes on, Shetzarach lahachin atzmo la'avir la tzadik. So amazingly enough, what do you do with your pure olive oil? You bring it to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, the Moshe Rabbeinu, then teaches you how to actualize your oil, teaches you how to utilize your oil, teaches you how to maximize your oil. But you have to do your part. No one can find your oil for you. No one could find your beautiful holiness and purity for you. That you have to find on your own. That you have to find by yourself. That's the avodah of the Jew. Find your shemen zayis zach. Find the purity. So often we get lost in our impurity. So often we get rattled and overwhelmed by our mistakes, and we think that those mistakes and those missteps, they define us. It's true, I have to rectify stuff within me. I have to fix that which is broken. But no matter how much is broken within me, I have the Shemen Zayis Zach, and my job ultimately is to go ahead and find it. No one could find my beautiful purity. Only I could find that myself. Once I find it, I bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. I bring it to the Tzaddik. I bring it to my Rebbe. I bring it to my Rebbe, whatever you have. And he helps me refine it a bit better. He helps me maximize it. But no one could find that beautiful pure olive oil except for me. And therefore, says Rabbi Nachman so beautifully, the Pasuk teaches us this incredible twofold lesson. It's a message for leadership, and it's a message for the flock. It's a message for the Navi, and it's a message for the Am. To Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yatot tetzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayis zach. Moshe, what's your job? There are many different interests within the klal. Just like there are many different interests within a family, many different interests within a shul, many different interests in a community, certainly in a nation. The job of the leader is to be a unifier. And this is lesson number one, an incredible lesson, because we're each leaders. Some of us are leaders within our families. Some of us are leaders within our communities. Some of us have greater platforms of leadership. But however big or small your constituency is, your mandate for leadership is the same. Unify those who look up to you. Unify those who look to you to lead them. Don't use your leadership as an opportunity or as a platform to sow the seeds of divisiveness. Don't use your leadership as a way of creating a fractured constituency, but just the opposite. Everyone has their own oil. Everyone has their own agenda. Everyone has their own ideas, their own hashkafas, their own outlooks. And the truth is, they're all valid in some different way. The job of the leader is to figure out how to unify. The job of the leader is to figure out how do you take a lot of different forms of oil and consolidate them into one source of illumination from which one menorah can be kindled. That's the message for leadership. The message for us, the message for the Am, the message for the constituency is find your oil. Find your Shemen Zayis Zoch. Recognize that no matter how badly in life you may have messed up, those failures need not define you. Those failures need not go ahead and be your hallmark accomplishment. Sometimes we think the only thing we're good at in life is failing. The only thing I really know how to do is mess up. And says Rebbe, it doesn't matter how profound your life failure is. Moshe, go out to the people and tell them, V'yikhoi lecha shemen zayis zach. Every single Jew, has the ability to find that beautiful, pure, and pristine oil within themselves. No one could find your oil for you. You know, once you find your oil, you can bring it to the tzaddik, you can bring it to your Rebbe, you can bring it to your Rav, and that person, or you can bring it to your mentor, it doesn't have to be a Rebbe or a Rav, you can bring it to that person you look to for life guidance, and that person could help you maximize your oil. But no one could ever find your oil on your behalf. Moshe, tell the people to believe that they have oil and then to have the courage to go out and find it. We should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem to internalize these two dramatic lessons, to internalize the lesson of real leadership, and no matter how large or small our platform for leadership is, to use our leadership to unify those who look up to us, to find the courage to realize that no matter how badly I messed up, I possess beautiful oil. To find the courage to recognize that I possess oil, and to find the strength in Eretz Hashem to be able to seek it out, find it,
actualize it and allow it to create beautiful, luminescent light of holiness for me and for all of those within my life. Wishing everyone a guten Erev Shabbos and a restful, tranquil Shabbos Kodesh.